We have many different songs, and the song is almost same, but the pronunciation is a little different, like lowland Sherpas and high Himalayan Sherpas. Because Makalu Sherpas, they have different, and like a Namgyal from Tablejung, they have a different.
What are some of the other ways that the Sherpa are different between their regions?
There's no region, but they live east or west, or you know, so they're involving like a Hindus people, you know, including, and these parts are part-time parts of Sherpas who speak really clearly Nepalese, you know, language. Even though like my village, we have another caste and they speak really clear Nepali. Parts of like Khumbu or like Thame, they're speaking a little different Nepali. It's difficult, you know. They speak wild Sherpas, the mother language, but Nepali Nepali is different, you know. So like Sherpas, Magar, Rai, Tamang, Gurung, all together and they speak Nepali. Otherwise, the Sherpa is Sherpa language. Magar have own language. Tamang have a different language. Gurung have own language, you know. So we cannot understand even each all Nepalese, you know. So around 62 language in Nepal.
Are the children still learning Sherpa?
Especially they speak Sherpa's language, mother language, and also Nepalese too.
And how about in Kathmandu, are Sherpas learning?
They forget all the Sherpa's language, only Nepalese and English in the boarding school.
Yeah, are your kids learning Sherpa?
My kids, the older one, when he was 3 years, he speak really good Sherpas. Now he understand what I mean, but he answer me in Nepali. No Sherpas.
How does that make you feel?
It's okay. He speak Nepali, but nowadays everywhere in the world, English is important.
Are you worried that he will forget Sherpa? The language will be lost?
Yeah.
Are you worried Sherpa will be lost?
I'm going to bring him back a couple of years for Khumjung school so he can speak Nepali. When he's growing up, you know, maybe then he can walk home to school and coming back. So this time he can't.